Hey, I wanted to jump in here and let you know that we have an introductory pricing going on right now up until May 18th. And what this is I have taken my courses and combined them all into a Move Better bundle. So you're going to be working on your feet, you're going to be working on your posture, and you're going to be working on your core, pelvic floor, all of those things. And you can save big right now. I am selling this for 50% off. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Work With Me link. It is the Moving Through Midlife program, your Move Better bundle, where you can start working on feeling better in your body. You also then get access to workouts, recipe guides, live sessions with me and live classes with me throughout the month. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Move With Me link, enter intro, and that will give you 50% off. I'm looking forward to it. We've all seen the depiction of a midlife crisis, that old man driving around in that sports vehicle with a young girl on his side. But what happens when we have our midlife crisis? That is what I'm going to be talking to you about today, provide you with what exactly a midlife crisis is, how to know if you are having one, and then giving you some tips to help you get through this. I encourage you to listen in just in case you may be dealing with a midlife crisis and you don't know it yet. Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. The other day, I was meeting up with a girlfriend for lunch. We hadn't seen each other in a while. This is a friendship of mine that I've known her most of my life, if not all of it. So she is someone that I can just pick up right where I left off. And we were discussing things that were going on in our life. And we both kind of were talking about like different changes, things that we were feeling, and how as we have gotten older, we look at things a little bit differently. And I mentioned something about a midlife crisis, and she kind of pushed back against that word. And I'm not one of those people who has a lot of feelings around words. I know there are definitely people out there that do that, but I don't feel very weighted down by anything that I may say. So therefore, the word crisis doesn't really resonate with me in any particular way. But for her, she did mention that she doesn't like that word. And she did not feel like what she was going through was a crisis per se, but more of an awakening. She was starting to see things differently and wanting to try things more. And that kind of led me to what I wanted to talk about today. As I've noticed, so many of my friends are in this point of their life where they're making big changes. They are making career changes. They are pushing away from certain friendships that they may have had, or even friends that have dealt with an illness and ended up getting a divorce during that period of time as well. So let's define exactly what a midlife crisis is known to be. It states that a midlife crisis is a period of transition in life where someone struggles with their identity and self-confidence, usually occurring between the ages of 40 and 60. This term was coined by the psychoanalyst Elliot Jacques in the 1960s, and he noted that patients in their mid to late 30s seem to go through a depressive period and sudden lifestyle changes as they confronted the idea of their own mortality. And I do feel that this is pretty accurate information, although I do think there are different extremes of this. Some are, you know, if we think of that bell-shaped curve, there's going to be most people right in the middle with what they're dealing with during this time, and then the extremes on either side. And what I've noticed is that there tends to be a lot of similarities amongst my friends where there are certain things that kind of create this feeling. That would be once all of their children are in school and don't need them as much. Maybe not only are they going to school, but they're in after school programs as well. So the time being needed at home with their child has changed. So now they're trying to figure out, so if my identity was to be that stay-at-home mom, what is next? Where do I go next? Also, the ones that have been maybe diagnosed with some form of cancer or disease where they start to look at, like the information stated, look at their own mortality and realize that the life that they were currently leading was no longer serving them and that they wanted to feel more fulfilled in their life. So then they decide to change their career or get a divorce and take a different path. Or again, friends who have lost their parents tend to deal with that same mortality as well, where they're seeing, you know, once your family member passes away, it really kind of brings light to what's next for me. And I only, you know, this could happen to me. Usually what I see is friends kind of figuring out like, oh, you know, that's only 30 years from now for me. And that kind of creates that realization and leads them to make a decision that they don't want to continue the way life is right now. So for me, I do feel like this is, you have the crisis, you have the situation that occurs. It doesn't mean you are going through a crisis, but the crisis occurs, whatever that may be. You go through the realization of where you currently are, and then you go through an awakening period. And I thought of how it's kind of like a caterpillar to a butterfly. So we're going along as this caterpillar moving through, and then we realize that whatever was serving us before is no longer serving us. And that's when you take that time to kind of rest, reflect, and determine where you want to go from there. And then the awakening occurs when you come out of that cocoon and make that change and live differently. Like I mentioned before, this is a spectrum. We all are going to hit this differently. Some of us are going to do and make huge changes, but then others may not, you know, it might be slight shifts, and that's all normal. What I wanted to really talk about today is how you can move through this time to figure out what is next and be more comfortable with this whole in-between phase, because I think the in-between phase is more than the actual crisis itself. If I think about this from watching others, I think the in-between phase, that cocooning phase, is where it can be harder because you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing or what you want to do or how you want to live this next phase in life. And there's a few things that I notice for myself that I'm doing, and then also just researching, that can make this transition period a little bit easier to where you're able to kind of find what it is that you want to move into next. First and foremost, when you are dealing with this type of midlife experience, it is important to make sure that you are taking time for yourself, for your health. We are dealing with a lot of hormonal changes during this time, and it is imperative for us to make sure that we are doing things to decrease stress, increase joy, and just make sure that we're overall healthy. So make sure you are finding ways to move more throughout your day, going for those walks. That's going to help kind of relax you. Make sure that you are eating nutritious foods. I don't care so much about the foods that you may be eating, other than the fact trying to get a lot of variety and a lot of fruits and vegetables. Those are going to help decrease inflammation, which is going to help you get through stressful periods of time a little bit better. So is that movement. That movement also is going to decrease cortisol levels, which is going to help you get through those stressful times better. Getting out in nature, that is imperative during this time. Seeing that sunlight first thing in the morning is going to help get that cortisol level appropriate so that you get that melatonin push at the end of the day as well. Taking time for yourself in self-care. And this doesn't mean you need to be getting in the bubble bath or anything like that. It's more finding something that brings you joy on the daily. So if that's reading a book or maybe listening to music or playing piano, whatever you have that brings you joy, spend a few minutes a day doing that to kind of help bring you back, help center you when you're doing something that you find joyful. Making sure you get a good night's sleep, all of those things. And you can go back to any of my past episodes. I talk a lot about all of these different things that you can do for your health that are going to help with this overall experience during midlife. Find the things that used to bring you joy. So whether it was in your childhood or your younger years, think about some of the things that were bringing you joy during that period of time and work on getting that back into your life. For me, one thing that I am doing, which I'm excited about, is I love to dance. And, you know, I spent 15 years of my childhood dancing, and I don't dance anymore. I mean, I watch my daughter dance, but I'm not dancing myself. So I purchased this program that kind of helps guide you through different dances. And I do that for fun. And then I'm also taking it a step beyond where, because of my daughter's dance studio, I've reached out to them about offering a class, kind of a strength and conditioning class. So I'm taking what I already have been doing for the past years and kind of incorporating it into something I love as well, and trying to create a strength and conditioning course for dancers. So that is something that I'm doing. And, you know, think about things like that, that you can do as well to kind of bring that joy from those younger years into your current life. Next, don't be afraid of this next phase in life. Don't look at it like you're getting close to the end, which I know it can be difficult sometimes to think about it that way. But get curious. Think about what's an avenue maybe that you would like to learn more about and start implementing that into your day. I love to cook. So for me, and I love to cook and bake. And for me, one thing that I started to do, which I know I'm behind with this, but I started working with sourdough, and that has brought me a lot of joy. It has really helped me to be in the moment more, because when you're working with bread or baking or anything like that, you really have to be doing, you know, focusing on what you're doing at that time. So just, I would encourage you to think about things like that, where you're getting curious about different things. Another thing that I'm interested in is photography. I've always wanted to learn more about photography. So this is a time when you can start to explore different things. Doesn't mean you have to change careers or anything like that. Doesn't mean you have to divorce your husband. Just look at things, get curious about the different things, and see if you can find joy or fulfillment from some of these things that are new, these new experiences. And that is one thing I would say as well for those of you that may be struggling, because this is a point when we tend to start to reflect on our past and we start to ask ourselves, what if we had done things differently? The more I think about that kind of stuff, the more I realize that it always could be done differently. But the way you did it was the way it was meant to be for that moment. So you can't get down on yourself for something that you may have done. We are constantly being challenged and given opportunities to make decisions with. And we have to make them for that moment. And that is the opportunity to learn. That is where you're learning from. That is where you're learning, you know, did I make the right decision? Did I make the wrong decision? And then changing that and growing from there. Yes, you can reflect and look back, but realize that where you are right now is where you're meant to be. And like Alicia mentioned last week, in our conversation, that if you're looking for your purpose, you will find it, because it's going to continue to kind of up on your shoulder until you lean into it. You're not going to completely miss it. So don't worry about not finding what you're truly meant to do. It will continue to nudge you in the right direction. If you are feeling lost and confused and know you're meant to do something different, or feel like you're being drawn to do something different, I would encourage you to find a way to kind of look into your life more. And depending on your spiritual practices, your religious practices, it's going to look different. So I'll give you some that have worked for me. You could go into scripture, speaking prayer and speaking to God and trying to determine that way. You could also go into human design. Gene keys can be interesting. And honestly, by doing both of those, you may find some peace. I know for myself, if you've heard one of the episodes with Stacy, that was episode 92. She spoke about human design, which led me to the gene keys. And for me, it really expressed how I am on the right path, because it speaks about how food is very important in my life, and that it is a symbol of what I am all about. The fact that I'm able to cook food for the people I love, which I found personally fascinating, because that is truly one of my love languages, is being able to feed my family. I adore doing it. So when I read that, it really made me feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, even if that's not my job per se. So I would say, you know, looking into something like that, whether it be through scripture and prayer, or doing something like the personality tests or the gene keys or Myers-Briggs, things like that, that kind of can help guide you and lead you to seeing what is already there within you. And then probably the thing that I feel will help the most with this midlife crisis, I'm doing my little hands in quotations, is because there is such a pushback on getting older and aging and trying to use Botox and do all of these things to keep ourselves from looking the way we're supposed to be, I would highly, highly encourage you to unfollow certain people on social media and follow people that are older than you. Highly recommend you do this, or about the same age as you, so that you get yourself out of the comparison mindset. I think this can do a lot for your well-being and seeing these people who are thriving at, you know, in their midlife experiences, or even those that are older. I'll tell you, the other day I was talking to my kids, and I can't even remember what we were talking about. We were discussing something with work and jobs, and I kind of jokingly said, and these are ways that I kind of hurt myself. They said something about some sort of business or whatever, and I said, "Oh, I'm too old to do that." And then my daughter looked at me and she said, "Mom, I recall there is some sort of famous dressmaker, and she didn't get started until her 50s. So you still have plenty of time." So just realizing that life isn't almost over for us. Like, you know, there's so much more, and we have to look at it in context. And when we look at people younger than us always on social media, it could make us more reflect back to the way things were. If you're always looking at high school pictures and you're always looking at things from the past, that can lead you to create this reflection mindset rather than continuing to look forward. I mean, I remember in high school and college how I was dreaming of my future. And that doesn't mean at this point we stop dreaming of our future. There are still wonderful experiences ahead of us. And it's important to make sure that we are still doing that and following people that we see are doing that as well. So we know that there's a lot ahead. So hopefully this has helped you. I don't know. But you know, if you are struggling with this period of time, I would encourage you to come over to our Moving Through Midlife community, where we kind of work through different things. I try to create some movement exercises for you to work through each week to kind of help with that longevity aspect, being able to move through midlife. We talk about different things, and we also work on all of those healthy habits as well. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and make sure to keep moving. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.